Hello and welcome to Dealcast from Merger Markets, the podcast that gives you essential news, data and analysis from around the globe. I'm Juliana Needham. I'm a business journalist who has covered M&A for a decade. Now, in this episode, we'll find out about what was said both on stage and behind the scenes at Merger Markets Germany M&A Forum, which took place on Tuesday in Frankfurt. Germany has long been seen as the industrial powerhouse of Europe. Its economy is the third biggest in the world and the biggest in Europe. But things haven't been going quite so well there recently. Now, to find out more, I'm joined by Aurelia Siedelhofer, who is a senior correspondent based in Munich. Hi, Aurelia. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Juliana.
So can you tell us what was the mood like at the conference on Tuesday?
I'd say after the first keynote, which was mainly about the stagnant economy and issues with bureaucracy and red tape in Germany, it was surprisingly positive. A lot of people said that they think the German Mittelstand is very resilient. There are pockets of value in the strong industrial base and innovation, and that as financing conditions ease, they expect deal flow to slowly pick up. Additionally, after some hiccups on the day, actually, we do have a German government now, which provides some stability. And quite a few people mentioned that the stimulus package, so the 500 billion infrastructure package, as well as the loosened debt brake, which will allow for greater defense spending, will benefit many sectors of the economy.
Okay, great. I'd like to come on to a few of those things in a bit more detail. But can you tell me which discussions that were on the stage were perhaps the most interesting?
For me, the discussion about defense was very interesting because we took a deep dive into the specifics of the sector so that you have additional regulatory hurdles, so it's not for every investor. And also the exits for these companies can be difficult. It's not so easy to IPO them. And obviously not everyone can own a defense company. But I was also impressed by the different areas within defense, like artificial intelligence and drones, and where one of the panelists was seeking to grow. So there was a speaker on from a defense company and also a lawyer. That was super interesting for me. And also we had a panel on carve-outs, and one of the speakers said he expects a lot more carve-outs in the chemical sector. So as you may know, in Germany, there's a strong industrial base and many of the industrial companies have to focus their activities. And one way to do this is to do carve-outs and sell off non-core activities to free up cash for investments.
Can you give me an idea of what the mood was like over lunch and coffee away from the discussions on the main stage in front of big groups of people? Because at the start of the day, it emerged that Friedrich Merz had failed to be voted in as chancellor on the first attempt, although he was later voted in. What was the kind of the mood somewhere a bit less public?
I think people seemed a bit almost annoyed, for lack of a better word. They said that it was important for Germany to give a good impression, and that him not getting in on the first vote was just given the impression of chaos and wasn't a good look. Most people expected this to be mostly a procedural issue, and there was some confusion about whether there would be a second vote or not. So I think everybody was just relieved that Germany did get a new government in the end. But I think generally there's a little bit of frustration with politics in Germany, in the sense that bureaucracy was and red tape was voted a top issue for Mittelstand companies, so medium-sized enterprises. And a few managers said that while this was good news on the one hand, as it's something the government has control over, it's also not great that we are at this stage right now.
Okay, so let's stick with the Mittelstand because it's hugely important to Germany. Could you begin by a definition of what a Mittelstand company is and why they're so important to Germany?
Yes, so the Mittelstand is frequently described as the backbone of the German economy. And we're not talking about small companies here, really. So there are about 16,000 companies in Germany generating more than 50 million in revenue. They're often industrial focused or industrial tech focused, are very innovative and frequently active globally and export oriented. And they employ a large part of the population and are really important in terms of driving value and economic development in Germany.
Okay, and the Mittelstand was a big focus, or it's one of the big themes of the event on Tuesday. What are the issues that were highlighted by those speaking at the event?
Yes, the Mittelstand was a really important topic because this is also where many private investors are hunting for deals. They're looking for so-called hidden champions, so global leaders in a niche, high margins. But the issues of the Mittelstand is also that not everything is good about it. So private equity players and advisors highlighted that some of the Mittelstand companies are behind when it comes to tech and software, for example, implementation of new technology like artificial intelligence. Then there's frequently issues with professional management structures, and they also miss out on value creating opportunities like making acquisitions to expand into new markets. And of course, this is also driven by the ownership structure. So I think the average age of a Mittelstand owner is about, or the average age of a Mittelstand company is 70 years old. So if it's still in the hands of the original founder or the family, there can be a lot of issues that you wouldn't have with a more corporate structure, as you can imagine.
And staying with the broader industrial industry in Germany, the automotive sector isn't doing so well. That's well documented due to an influx of much cheaper Chinese imports in Europe, the tariffs in the US. But the defense sector, things are looking up for that. Can you talk about how, whether some of the German companies are able to kind of make the switch, or do they have this idea or this concept of dual use, where the things they make can be used for different sectors?
Yes, so defense companies in general have seen their valuations shoot up. We have seen some record fundraising activities by startups, and there's also Mittelstand companies looking to expand into the sector or use some of dual use items, so products that can be used for civilian purposes but also for militaristic purposes, to sell a bit more to the sector. In general, as defense is something that the automotive industry could also benefit from. So of course it doesn't matter so much if you make engines, if you make them for a military vehicle, for example, or if you make it for a car. So there's definitely a lot of pockets of opportunity. And it's not just automotive, there's also opportunities for software companies, cybersecurity, and so on. But the issue is a bit that there's still a lot of things a bit unclear in terms of, so what's clear is there will be a lot of money going into the sector, right? Germany and other NATO countries will spend a lot of money on defense. However, how exactly this will happen is not clear. So first, there needs to be structures in the armies, how they're going to spend it, in what ways. And also companies need to figure out how to best take up of these opportunities. That's what I would say about that.
And so just finishing off, Aurelia, this is an M&A podcast. What should we be keeping an eye on in terms of M&A and other corporate activity this year? What were people saying at the conference?
So we recently had an IPO in Germany after a long time. So some people are a bit more positive that there will be a few IPOs in the rest of the year. There's also two large deals that are politically influenced, let's say. That's Uniper, a company that had to be nationalized effectively and now needs to be privatized again at some point. And there should be more visibility in the coming months how exactly that's going to happen. And there's also TenneT, that's the German part of a power infrastructure asset that needs to be sold. And we should also get a bit more information about that in the coming months. And I think what should also be said is that despite the weak German economy, many people at the conference highlighted that these low points also offer opportunities for the people, for investors. Sorry, let me say it again. What can also be highlighted is that these low points with the weak economy in Germany and issues with geopolitical tensions also offer opportunities for investors, because Europe and especially Germany could be a winner in the short to medium term, as it is more seen as a safe harbor from general volatility, especially in the US at the moment.
Great. Aurelia, really good to talk to you. Thanks very much. That was Aurelia Siedelhofer, who's a senior correspondent based in Munich. And just to point out, we're recording this on Friday, the 9th of May. I'm Juliana Needham. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dealcast from Merger Market. If you enjoyed the podcast, please follow it. And if you're listening through Apple, please rate and review the show. If you'd like to find out more about what we've been talking about on this episode, have a look at our show notes. Join us again next week.